Good morning, this past week's daf is Daf Lamed Gimel, and third perek, in Maseches Ksubis, Elonaris. We're learning the sugi right now, K'tei Rishosoi, Loiku Mishalan, maybe Ein Loiku Mishalan, and there's a Bahemshech in these dafim, and it's important to hold the hemshech. So, before we start on Lamed Gimel, let's remind us where we started from. The sugi starts on Lamed Aleph on the base. The sugi is asking a question concerning the din of Kedei Rishosa that we learn from there, that Eino Leike Mishalim, that if a person has a chiyuv Moen Malkus that comes together, that he's not Leike Mishalim, he doesn't get both. And the Gemara's Kasha was that there seems to be a steer in the Mishnayis as to which one of the two you get. Right? We'll speak out the question like that. That our mission talks about the halacha of someone is ma'anis, certain arayis, choyse, let's say, chiv krisis, which, and our mission says that there's a chiv knas, which at this point, that's monetary. That's the moment that we're referring to. Mishnah Maseches Makis says the similar list that in our Mishnah says is the Chi of Malkus. Chayvi Krisis have a Chi of Malkus. So given that the din is Ein Leike Mishalim, and you're only getting one of the two, so which one of the two are you getting? Our Mishnah would suggest that you get the moment and not the Malkus, and the Mishnah Makis seems to be saying that you get the Malkus, not the moment. And on that, the Gemara so far, what we have is Machlekes Ula and Rabbi Yochanan, what the answer to this question is. And there's a fundamental Machlekes in what their direction of answering this question is. The Hainu, as far as what they hold concerning this klal of Ein Elokim Mishalim, which one do you get? Ula had answered the question by saying that the Mishnah Maseches Makis is referring to that the Zechiv Malkas on all these arayas is speaking when you don't have the conditions to get knas. In order to get knas, there are a number of conditions. One of them is naira, so a very specific age bracket. And therefore, the Mishnah over there, which talks about ba'a chaysa in other arayas, that there's a chiyuv malkis, is because that over there there's no chiyuv knas. You don't have the conditions for chiyuv knas. But our Mishnah over here is talking when you have the proper conditions for the chiyuv knas in the chayiv moment. So according to Ula, the Gemara takes out that Ula seems to hold that the rule is when you have Malkus and Mom comes together, the chiyuv moment that Memenu Sham Milka Leilaki. Right. So if that's the rule, so. If you have a place where you're getting Malkus, the answer to that is going to be that there is no moment there. Now the Gemara really had to explain a little further, because granted the Chi of Knas has very limited conditions, the Hainu Naira as opposed to Vagris, but there are other Momenis which come along with it, the zechiv boishes upagam, possibly tsar. So in order to maintain Ulus Teretz, the Gemara had to just tie up that loose end by saying that there is no Mammon at all over there. And therefore the Gemara had to explain it in specific cases that there is no Chiyuv Mammon. Right, the Gemara spoke about Shoyte, about Mefuto, maybe Yisayim Mefuto, Akoponim, but that was the Mahalach. That was the direction of the Teretz. Now we'll come back around to talk about Ulad. Let's put together the Gemara like this. Rabbi Yochanan says an alternate teretz. Rabbi Yochanan says that our Mishnah, which says that you paying the moment, is speaking about when there's no chiyuv malchus, it was lo ishu. There was no hasro, but hasro one's not mechuyev malchus. So says the Gemara that we see from Rabbi Yochanan that he has a different rule. As far as Kedei Rishosim, when Momen and Malchus come together, he seems to hold that you should be getting the Malchus, right? So he's learning the Mishnah Maseches Malchus, you know, includes cases where there essentially is should be a Chiyuv Knas, you have the conditions of Knas. Nevertheless, a Chiyuv Malchus, because when the two come together, the Chiyuv that one gets is a Chiyuv Malchus. What he needs to explain is our Mishnah, why our Mishnah, is there a Chiyuv Knas? Doesn't the Rishosh say that when it comes together, Chiyuv Malchus, not Knas? The answer to that is that our Mishnah is no Chiyuv Malchus. Why? Because Malchus has its condition. Malchus has a condition. Excuse me. Malchus has a condition that you need Hasro. Now, as we have come across in the past that there's another point that has to be mentioned over here, that true that in order to be Mechuyev Malchus, one needs Hasro. However, we find in other places, such as the din of Kim Lev Rav Mine, alright, where I think familiar with these different dinim here. As far as the din of Kilan Rabbanei, there is a halacha of Chayv Mitzvah Shoygigin, which means that even if someone isn't actually Mechuyev Misa, nevertheless, the halacha of Kimlei patters. That's the din of Chayv Mitzvah Shoygigin. It was done b'shoygig, or it was done b'meizah without hasra, and therefore one's not getting that punishment. Nevertheless, there is a din of Kirin Rabbanei. Now concerning the din of Kedei Rishosai, theoretically such an idea could have been, and therefore we have to be assuming over here that the din of Kedei Rishosai, that we call the Malchus Patis the moment, is only if there's an actual Chiyuv Malchus, but a Chayv Mitzvah Shoygigin, a Chayv Malchus Shoygigin wouldn't apply. And we saw Tosfos towards the beginning of the Sugya made a mention about this. Okay, so we just mentioned over here that in order for Rabbi Yochanan's teretz to work, to say that the lo yisru, therefore you don't have two chiyuvim, and that's why one could be mechuyev moment, is assuming that the din of Kedei Rishosai, which says that Malchus passes the moment and you're not mechuyev moment, is only if one actually has a chiyuv Malchus befoil. If it actualizes that chiyuv and you have all the conditions for the chiyuv Malchus, dahainu hasro. Says the Gemara that you see from Yechon, the way he approaches this, that Yechon holds that the rule as far as Kedesh also, which one of the two you get. The pasuk says you only get Kedesh also. It just means that only one of the two. Which is the one of the two you get? Rabbi Yochanan is going that one of the two you get is Malkus. And therefore he says there are Mishnah you get in the moments when you're not Mechuyev Malkus. Right? So there's a fundamental machlekes between Ula and Rabbi Yochanan. What the rule is, and what doesn't seem to agree with the rule. The case that's not agreeing with the rule, you have to explain that there aren't two chiyuvim, basically, right? That's really the answer to the way to answer this question. And just which of the two mishnayos are we answering? According to Ula, since he holds that Mimoyim Mishalim, so our Mishnah is fine. Our Mishnah could be speaking when you take a half to a chiyuvim. This is, and the moment is what one receives. And therefore he explained that Mishnah is speaking, Chiyuv Malkus is speaking, that there's only one Chiyuv Malkus, there's no moment. Birchen is working the other way. Birchen holds that when it comes together, you Chiyuv Malkus, so that Mishnah is fine. That Mishnah could be speaking that you have, you know, all your Chiyuv moment. But the din is, when it comes together, you Chiyuv Malkus, not moment. Our Mishnah needs to be explained why Mechuyev Momen on our Mishnah, and the answer to that is because our Mishnah, there's no Chiyev Malkus. Why not? Because there's no Asra. And
but he, would you understand that Rabbi Yochanan holds it's a preference for Malkus, or Bichlal, Momen was only said in a case where there was no Asra. That was the Kavana of the Torah from the beginning. It's not really, I'm not sure there's
a tachlis
to that.
Just trying to be omid on the question, I didn't have well the question.
Meaning, did the Torah say there are these two punishments?
You're not understanding of Kedei Vishasai? Is that what you're
You've got some Aveira that's got Malkus, and the Torah says there's Malkus, the Torah says there's Mammon.
Right.
Does he understand that the Torah gave both, and it said, but it gave a preference to the Malkus? And it said Kedei Rishos, so you should only give one, and it gave a preference to the Malkus. And then Mamela, if there's no Malkus, because there's no Hasra, so then you do the Mammon. Then the Mammon's still there. Or did the Torah say in the first place that when it said it, it only said the Mammon in a case where there's no Malkus? That was like the way the Torah meant it in the first place.
And are you asking specifically in Rabbi Yochanan, or you could ask the same thing according to Ula, according to his order of Chiyuvim?
Right, I'd have to ask the question differently, I think. Ula would hold, it gave two, but even though there is Hasra, and you really could be chayav the Malkus, but the Mammon takes precedence when there's Mammon. So I'm not sure you can. I'm not sure my question gets asked by Ula. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is. It sounds like you're asking along the Shishai.
Yeah.
So we'll have to think about it to see if we have a. If you, you know, understand the food stored them, and then we'll see if we could bring a ride to that.
Oh, cool. Sorry.
Now there's an important point over here. Yeah, how are we doing over here?
I was just trying to figure out where we are exactly.
Oh, okay. All right. We're sort of wrapping the sugi from the beginning. Right, putting it together, bringing us up to date, where we stand. Mm-hmm. Now, there is a point over here, which is a bit relevant to us in the Cheshbonos. Right, this sugya has a lot of calculations. Right, so those who are good at numbers, thrive in these sugyas. Those that weren't so successful in their arithmetic classes. Have a little harder time. So you can pull out your calculator if you need it. Akofonim as follows. The Gemara, as we said, that according to Ula, the Gemara seems to have understood that Ula, this is Ula's rule. According to Ula, the rule is that you mechuyev momen. Now, the Gemara wanted to know what's the source. What is the source to Ula Shita? And the Gemara tells us as follows. That, and we'll see more about this, or maybe we saw more about this a little further tomorrow, but the Gemara tells us as follows, that there are two parashas in the Torah which it's clear that the halachas, when they come together, one's mechuyev momen and not malchus. One is chayvo b'chaveira, chayvo b'chaveira, right? We'll see more about this, exactly what the source to that is. Chayvo b'chaveira, that over there, on the one hand, there is a basis for a malchus. The Torah says, Lo Yosef, the Torah happens to be talking about a Shliach Bezdin, even though he has the right, more than the right, he's mechuyev to administer the punishment of malchus. But Zog Torah, Lo Yosef, be very careful not to add an additional lash. Because an unjust lash is he himself is mechuyev malchus. It's a lav, and a lav in the Torah is mechuyev malchus. Right? So Shliach Bezdin himself, right, after he finished the 39, and he's in the whipping mode, and he just needs to release that last piece of energy, and he hits number 40, then we hand the whip to someone else, and we give him now. Right, it's 39. Right, theoretically. Yeah. Hakapon, there's a lav in the Torah, Lo Yosef. And that lav says that Maka, right, so, you know, prior, you know, the Chayv B'chaveroi, is, most of the time, you're dealing with this lav over here of Lo Yosef. So therefore, you know, and if there's damages, you have the chamisha dvarim, which is monetary obligations in chayvel b'chaveira. So you have the, essentially the two things coming together, and the Torah says that you pay the moment, right? So that's where, but we see that the Torah says when it comes together, meinisham kolaloki, an additional source is by edim zoymimin.
But the Torah says,
"Mshal v'loy lachim." The Torah says that you pay, right? So when we put together these two concepts, on the one hand, we know that there's a rule of kedei b'shalosai, that you can't get more than one of the two, only one of the two, and in chayv v'chaveira, that you have these two chiyuvim essentially are there. And we see that the Torah is telling me that one has to pay, so that would suggest that the one of the two that you're getting is the Memayna Mishalim.
Why can't you say that Kedei Rishosai means he has to get both?
Kedei Rishosai, well, isn't that what Kedei Rishosai means, that you only get one? Isn't that the given to the whole Gemara?
Well, I know that that's what we said, but Why can't it be that he gets both? Because he was such a rusher, he has to get malchus and pay up.
So you're really questioning the initial kedei rishosai, right?
Why is it only one? If the Torah already said that he gets,
what does kedei rishosai mean?
According to his
kedei rishosai, Chazal see in that's referring to one punishment, yeah. Right? That's what the pasuk is saying, right? When that the pasuk is told us, so someone is deserving of more than one, he only gets one, right? That's what that pasuk says. Now, if we don't see where Chazal saw that, so that's a different kind of question. that shouldn't really change things. That, you know, Chazal saw that, right? Mm. Now, where did they see that? It sounds like Tevish also sounds like that it is it's in singular form. Right? So that's how we see that we're talking about one and not multiple. That's what Chazal saw, right? So that's a Gemara. So that's really the Aleph Beis. That's the premise over here.
Rishosov.
But he did one thing. So. He was mocking his chavera. He did one thing. Kedem Rishosov. You know, he did one thing. Not plural.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. But it's worked out.
There's an implication, one of many, right? That's what it is. Okay, so right now, this question is you know, a kind of question that, you know, how did Chazal see that? I don't see it. Okay, fine. No, that's maybe you have to look at the right forum to, you know, which explain to you Joshua's Chazal. But that's not, you know, that question shouldn't hold us back, right? Mm-hmm. You know,
you get to sit with Reish Lakish. He argues on it.
Mayor. Okay.
Rabbi Mayor, according to Reish Lakish. Top.
Let's see. Okay, so that is a given. Right, that's pretty clear in the Gemara, right? So I think we'll work with that, and the issue that we're saying over here is that granted the Torah tells me that when two punishments, Momon and Malchus, comes together, you only get one of the two, but which of the two are you getting? Right, that's the next step. Which of one of the two are you getting? So the Gemara was discussing Ula. We seem to have derived from Ula that Ula sounds like he's saying that the one of the two is the moment. Right, you get in the moment. Moment Mishal Mikolay Laki. And the Gemara wanted to know that what's the basis of this? Had it, according to him, you know, where did the Pesukim suggest such a thing? What's the source to such a thing? So the Gemara tells us that there are there are two parashas in the Torah which is clear, sort of clear, that that when the two come together, one's Mukhiv Momon. One parasha is the parasha of Chayvul B'Chaveira. And that's what we just explained, that there's a Malchus of Le'Yosef, and the Torah tells us that one has to pay for the Hezek, the loss that he caused his friend. The Torah explicitly talks about the monetary compensation over there. So that would seem to suggest that the one of the two that he's getting, definitely over there that's what's happening, he's getting Momon, and not Malchus. There's another parish in the Torah, Edim Zoymimin. Edim Zoymimin, there is a lav of Lisane. The Gemara tells us that lav of Lisane could give a Malchus.
That's written by all
Edus.
That's not specifically by
Edus
Zomer.
Right.
That's a general
Edus.
Mm-hmm.
Not to testify falsely.
Right.
Right. Right, but it's a lav shein b'maisa in general. Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't get Malchus for it, except by Edus Zomer.
Okay, that's a point. That's when he's mentioning. But if you're not familiar with that, we're not going to go into that right now. Okay.
That's the Gemara Malchus, but.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So till that becomes relevant, we'll try to put it on the side. There's a lot of things happening over here, so that we'll hold off on that right now. All right, just to make things a little lighter for us. Okay. Oh, so we're saying Eden Zem is another source that the Gemara says that there's a Malchus over there. Nevertheless, Antara says that you Mechuyiv Mom, whatever the source to that is, right, we'll see in the Gemara. Now the Gemara had told us, and this, the reason why I'm speaking this out is because I want to get to something. Right? The Gemara was looking for Ula's source. Ula's source. And the Gemara says, well, you know, you have these psukim in the Torah, some maybe it comes from one of these psukim, says the Gemara, there's pirchas, you can't make a limud, just a mamotzinu, even both of these, you can't make it tzadar shava. And the Gemara came out on the top of Lamed Beis, that Ula is making use of a gzeri shava. There's a gzeri shava of tachas, which connects oynis to choivu. Tachas hasherina and ayin tachas ayin. Akon, as the Gemara says. And now that it has a gzeri shava, so gzeri shava is something that if it's mufna, that's something that we learn, and any pirchas we might have had while we were thinking that it's a mamotzinu are non-applicable. You can't be mafrich gzeri shava akoponim if it's mufna, if the psukim are extra. Fine. Okay, so that was Ula's source. Now, Poshe Pshat in the Gemara, right? You know, the way the Gemara seemed to be going, right? The Gemara had originally said, had taken out of Ula that his rule is, in Kol Tarakulo, Memoed Misham Milk Leloki. His rule is that you pay the money and you don't get Malkus. The Gemara was looking for the source of that, right? Looking for the source. So what ended up being the source? The source was that the Torah specifically says by Chava B'Chaveray that you pay the moment, and we have a Gzeri Shava to Oynis that you pay the moment. Now at this point, one has to ask themselves that, okay, fine, we got this far, but what about the rest? What about the rest? How do we continue on to the rest? Mordechai doesn't discuss that.
You mean besides these two cases?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So actually, you know, we're working with three. You know, I have Adam Zayman also. But as far as the cases where the Torah doesn't specifically say it, and you have to have some kind of limud, so the Mordechai only produces for us a limud to oinis. I don't know. Kolatarakulo, you know, other places, we don't know, right? So l'chayra, what we would think over here is that the following, that in the previous stage in the Gemara, we try to make a mamotzinu, we were unsuccessful, right? Because the Gemara told us that there's a tzar chomer, tzar kal, whatever it is. A difference between Eidim Zayimim and Choyvel with Oynis, right? That's why we couldn't do that. But now what we just did was that we had a limud to Oynis. So now Oynis is on board. So now we have these three. Once we have these three, now we can make a mamatzino to kolak tarakula, because the pircha, right, that we had previously, once Oynis joins it, you don't have that pircha. So now we're back in business. Right? Now we could use a tzara shava, right? So that's possibly how you could understand the Gemara. Okay, 1 second. Alright, you know, we're getting there. Very good. Alright, okay, once you're mentioning that, okay, so then we'll just fortify where we're coming from. Is that, let's see the Rashi, right? Are we familiar with this Rashi here? Rashi did Hamasul my time aloy Omar Kuula. Right, it's not important where it is, because Rashi is just telling us that this is Rashi Lamed Beis on the base. This is the second to last Rashi on Lamed Beis on the base. You see that?
Yeah.
My time aloy Omar Kuula. Who's Ula? What's Ula? Right? I think more is questioning why Rebbechin doesn't say like Ula. Rashi only just reminds us who Ula is. Right? You know what Ula says. Look, Rashi. The Gomak Zerishova, he was the one that we said on the top of the Omid, who learns the Xerishova, Loin Shem Momen Vele Malkus. Right? To get Momen, not Malkus. Lechol Chayve Momen Umalkus. Right? Rashi sounds like, you know, he's saying like that, right? That as the Gemara has said until now, Rashi says that's what we produce the mocker, produce the source, right? So that is Ula Shita. However, as Rabbi Yo mentioned, that there's a Tosfos over here, that Tosfos is open to another possibility. Right, Tosfos is lashon is motzinu lemeimar, motzinu lemeimar. Right, it sounds like that even in Tosfos is not necessarily decided on this, but this is the first divra maschil on lamed beis on beis elo ulo tachas gomar. Right, so that Tosfos says the following: motzinu lemeimar lefimas konazum, that we could very well say, according to the way the Gemara came out now, the loy kamar ula the moinim mishalim, v'loy loki elu bahanu tlas. It's possible now at this point of the Gemara that really ula shita is just these three, is when you're it's moinim mishalim, the golub hukro. Fine, that's what Taisa says. That's what Tosfos says. That means that the Gemara is that it's possible that the Gemara is really having a little change of the assumption. Right? We're not going to go into the cheshbonis right now how you explain the change. Right? But the Gemara initially, right? Because that in itself was a whole cheshbonis. But the Gemara originally assumed that's what the Gemara takes out, right? Amu kasavar ula, that the rule is that memoreh shal milka le'elohki, right?
You call it tarakula.
Yeah, right. Right, when we discussed, Taisis over there really asked the question, had the Gemara derived that? Okay, so Taisis has an answer. This is all part of the cheshbonis, which we can't go into right now. But that's what the Gemara before had said, that we derived that he holds that his din in kol tarakula is memoreh mishalim. Now, once the Gemara starts producing the sources, now when we see the sources of Tosfos, that it's possible that the Gemara Taka had a change of heart as far as Ula. Now we see what his sources are. So it's Yitochen that even according to Ula, his Machloikis with Rabbi Yochanan is a very local Machloikis, right? Which just became that they're only arguing by Oinus. Specifically by Oinus, what the din is. It's possible to say that Kol Tarkula, maybe he's Moida, he agrees to Rabbi Yochanan. That is Milkulaki. And as a result of this Gzeri Shove, we have a third exception. That's what it is. That's what the Gemara means. Now.
But there's a Tosis that I'm an Aleph.
Yeah.
Diva Maschel Alma. That I don't know the
Tosfos,
but it's hard to
stem
with this
Tosfos on a bit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll discuss it. Yeah.
I just pointed that out.
Yeah. Okay.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know the
Tosfos.
I shouldn't talk.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I'm sure is bothering those who has the Gemara many times. The Gemara, how do you read the Gemara? Doesn't the Gemara say, Elo ulo tachas gomar, ksiv hocho tachas ashein. I'm reading the Gemara on long ways, on ways. Ksiv hocho tachas asheinu, ksiv hosom ayin tachas ayin, ma hosom moinim shal mokel lalogi, af kol heicha di ika moinim malkas, moinim shalim mokel lalogi. Right, those words of the Gemara are pretty convincing. Right, doesn't the Gemara say the right? However, Gemara gets there, but the Gemara seems to be saying it. No, Rabbi Yo, this is your question, right?
Which of the Shema Tosef loved us in Kol Hedda?
Okay, he's taking over the shir. Okay, very good. Very good.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
I apologize.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Okay, so that Akapanim, that's the question that one has to ask, right? And right, so that's the answer. The answer over this would seem like Tosfos Taka had a different girsa in the Gemara, which allowed him to say what he's saying. Now, you know, we can't just, you know, blame things on girsos. I mean, things still have to be explained, like we discussed before, that we still have to know what the issue over here is. Like we mentioned before, that I mean, Tosfos is saying this because we don't have any information to further this idea to call Torah Kula over here in the Gemara itself. So, I mean, that's why Tosfos is saying that. You know, maybe it's just a third exception as far as we're concerned. Rashi is the one that we said that seems to say that it does call to call Torah Kula, and we explained that. Maybe the issue has to do is whether one could turn around and now make Amam Matzinu out of this. Right? So we're just trying to give a little direction, maybe where the issue lies. Right? What exactly the issue is, as far as the Amam Matzinu, I don't know. I don't know yet. But if someone wants to do some further investigation, just, you know, we're giving you a little direction where to head. Okay. Alright. It's okay. Okay, yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Slomazan. Okay, so that was all discussing Shitas Ula. The Gemara in Rabbi Yochanan, he definitely is saying that the rule is that you get Malkus. So what's his source? So the Gemara produces for us a beautiful source. Where the Torah says Kedei Rishasai, in that parasha of Kedei Rishasai, the Psukim discuss Malkus. V'somach le'Avraham Yakenu. So from the Smichas HaPsukim, the Torah is Megale right there, that which of the two do you get? That's what the Gemara tells us. Somach le'abom yakenu. Shine. That's what the Gemara tells us. And that the Gemara says that, but what does he do with these parashas in the Torah? If that's the rule, so why are these different? On that thing, Moritz says that Nachanam etzav beferishiv. So Torah basically that it's an exception. There are exceptions where the Torah specifically says that one's mechuyev moment, that we view that as an exception. Now, just on the aside, just want to speak out one thing. This Rabbi Nachum, right, would ask such a question, a valid question, like this. The Torah says Kedei Rishasai, right? And according to Rabbi Yochanan, that means that you get Malkus and not Momen. Now we see a pasuk in the Torah which says that you mechuyev Momen, right? Now, so this is an exception over here, right? Because this does not work with the rule that we have. However, how do we know, how to understand what the exception is? Right? Maybe the exception over here is that you don't say Kedei Rishasai, you get them both. Right?
I understand right. The question. You mean by Chovel or by Edom Zomer?
By both. But over there, both of that's the same. Over there, you essentially have two Chiyuvim. And the Torah tells us about getting Momen. Okay. And usually the rule is you get Malkus. Torah says you get Momen. Right? Right? It doesn't. Right? So the Torah is, there's an exception over here. This is going against the rule. But there are two possibilities how it's going against the rule. Right? Either it's telling me that the one of the two that you get is Momon, even though usually the rule is Malkus. Or possibly you can understand that the against the rule is that over here you're getting both.
And why is it not a possibility that the only one you get is Malkus and not Momon?
Because the Torah specifically talks about the Momon.
But the Torah also mentioned Malkus, didn't it?
No.
Oh, it didn't mention Malkus.
No.
Oh.
Right.
By
Chovel, the Torah does not say Malkus specifically. Right. Right.
Except that Lo Yosef is right in the same place.
What?
Except that Lo Yosef is where it says Arvim Yakenu. All those psukim are together, aren't they? Arvim Yakenu, Lo Yosef.
Right. I'm just not following the full thought.
All we learn. How do we learn
just tell me where you're heading. I'm not sure which question that was mentioned in the last few minutes are you addressing?
We said that it says specifically Kesef by Chovel, and it doesn't say Malkus by Chovel.
Right.
And that's why we learn it's for Kesef and not Malkus. Because in this week's Parsha it says Yinatzen, right? So we learn it says specifically Kesef by Chovel, but it doesn't say specifically Malkus by Chovel. Except that when you see when the Pasuk of Lo Yosef, it comes right next to Samuch Lo Arbim Yakenu. You might have learned that way. You might have learned, you see, it says Amalkus specifically next to the Isser of Lo Yosef.
Which?
Well, we don't learn that way.
That's not discussing in conjunction with Momon. Or which Momon, right? Because we need to see that in a situation when we have the meeting between Momon and Malkus, and then the Torah is giving me a directive what you mechuyev, right? That posik, right?
And this week's parsha we have that.
Well, if the posik by Chovel is saying you mechuyev Momon, that the Torah is saying. I mean, assuming that every Chovel has a lav, so the Torah is telling me which one of the two you get.
I think Michael's mixing up. The Lo Yosef is written in the parsha by Kedei Rishasso, and Kedei Rishasso is what we learn out over there. It says Lo Yosef.
Right, but there are four psukim that are all together there. Ben Hikos Arusha, which is Freidim Zomimim, to give Malkus itself Arvim Yakenu. They're all right there. These four psukim are all together in Devarim. Right? There's Arbim Yakenu, Lo Yosef, and Ben Hikos Arusha, and Kedei Rishasso. Right? All four of those psukim are like, I don't know, right, like
so
in the same.
Beis and Gimel and Zorim Chafeh.
Right.
But none of them are talking about Chovel B'Chaveru or.
Lo Yosef is Chovel B'Chaveru. That's how we learn the lav of Chovel B'Chaveru.
Right, but.
And it says it in conjunction to, it says it right, samuch too. Now, of course, it's saying it really the other way. You shouldn't lo Yosef, there's an isser of Chovel, because you can give 39 and not 40. It doesn't come to say, maybe that's the answer, I don't know.
The lo Yosef grada is not specifically Chovel, right? It's Maka, right? That is Maka. If there's no Chavolo, one still, right, is a Maka, right? Uh-huh. There's every Chovel, not every, but let's say, you know, usually a Chovel, right, is administered through a Maka, but a Maka not necessarily produces a Chavolo.
Well, but you're saying this week's Parsha, when it specifically says Chavolo, then it says Kesef.
Because we're talking about the damage, right? So, assuming that damage came through a maka, right? That's what we're assuming over here. That primarily, that's what it is. Maybe it's always like that, but
it's an answer.
Okay, Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't a question. I don't know. But anyway.
So let's just get back to where we are.
Yeah, sorry.
Second.
He asked why we learn Kesef specifically and not... You were asking why not both. That was your question.
Right.
Why do we learn it's Kesef and not Malkus instead of Kesef and Malkus from Tinasa?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. So this question is directed on that when the Gemara tells us that Beferif Ribsa Torah by these two parishes that there's an exception over here. So we're asking an innocent question over here, that once he told me that this is an exception to the rule, so how do we know in what way is it veering off the path? Right? The Gemara is assuming that what we're doing over here is that instead of getting the Malkus, you get in the moment.
Is this question getting involved in the Machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim?
Not intentionally, but I don't see yet right now how it relates to that. But maybe it does.
The mayor says loka mishalim.
Right.
I'm a hold. You can never be loka mishalim.
Yeah, but what we're asking right now is a question that once we see that the Torah is making an exception, so we just want to know how do we know how to interpret this exception, right? That's the question that we're asking. There's two possible ways how we could interpret the exception. So the answer to this, l'chore, is a simple answer. I just wanted to speak it through, that as follows, that when true that the Torah is making an exception, but we only have the right to take out of this exception a limited exception. Meaning to say like this, that of the two options that we gave, that one option is that the Kedei Rishosai, the concept of Kedei Rishosai, that only one of the two is still intact. We're just swapping which one of the two that you're getting, right? So essentially Kedei Rishosai is still here, right? The other offer that we were offering was that we would be mevatel, we would nullify the whole concept of Kedei Rishosai in this case. So being that these are the two choices, so true that we know that Torah is making an exception, but we have no right to extend the exception so far as a bittul, as a nullification of the entire Kedei Rishosai, and therefore, if we had to explain what the exception over here was, the proper way of understanding would be to say the Kedei Rishosai is still intact. No. However, over here the Torah is just switching which one of the two you're getting.
I see over here you mean by Choyvel?
By Choyvel and by Edom Zayman, for that matter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So even though it says the Pesukim there, we're going to disregard it.
I mean, one more time, that what? If
Kedei Rishosai is said there by Choyvel, no? It's there. It's in the Pesukim.
Kedei Rishosai is said by Chayvel. I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, maybe.
I think that was part of the conversation that happened before.
Oh,
with Michael.
That was okay.
You're teaming up with Michael.
Oh, okay.
Am I wrong? Are they not said there? Kedei Rishosai is not there?
Sukim, Beis, and Gimel of Baruch Chafei.
Cool, okay. All right, fine.
Dvarim Hafei,
basically. That's what I do a long time ago. Dvarim. Yeah. Dvarim was the other way. Oh. Okay. But either way, the Pasuk of Kesef is not said by Kedei Rishosai. I mean, maybe
Right, I mean, as far as we're concerned, like you said before, I mean, the Malkus is really said by Kedei Rishosai. That's the smichus, and that's how the initial rule was developed. Right, and now as we continue on to other places in the Torah, we see that the Torah directs us otherwise. And that's what the Gemara says. Beferish Satara means that there's an exception, right? We're okay with that, right? Beferish Satara is specifically telling me there's an exception. And HaKaponim, so that's what we were just speaking through. Maybe became a little more complicated than we planned on. I just wanted to explain something. HaKaponim, that's I believe is what's happening over here. Okay, so now once we arrived over here, we're ready to pick up the Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Rabbi Yochanan Maitaimo Lo Omar Ku'ula. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Maitaimo Lo Omar Ku'ula. Now let's hear this, right? We'll talk Rashi, let's say, right? According to Rashi, that the source, that the rule that develops us, the rule, according to Ula, which is Memayin Mishalim, is the Gzeir Shavim, which tells us that the din of Memayin Mishalim applies to Aynis. And then apparently it follows on to Kol Torah Kula.
Don't you have to have a Kabbalah for Gzeir Shava?
Okay. Very good. Very good. Very good question. Okay. So that's what we're getting at. Very good. The Gemara asks, "My time Eloi Omar, why does Rabbi Yochanan say like Ula? And Ula is based on Gzeir Shava, right? So Rabbi Yo is asking a good question. How can you ever ask such a question? So there's a Tosfos over here that he was mechaven to. See the second to last Tosfos on the Omer. Rabbi Yochanan, my time Eloi Omar Ku Ula. Zok Tosfos v'hol leko lemeimar. The following is not an option to say, right? To answer. De lo shmiya le gzeru shove de tachas tachas. Well, maybe lo shmiya le, he didn't hear it. That means that he wasn't mekabel such a gzeru shove. So you can't make up a gzeru shove. So he didn't have such a gzeru shove in his mesoida. Shain. So that's why he couldn't pass and say like that. Zok Tosfos be alfin lo bechoris gad bechor bekam mekoymis. Zok Tosfos that this Gzeirah Shavah basically is an accepted Gzeirah Shavah because there are other halachas which are derived from this, which everyone agrees upon.
Is
can't
it
argue.
The same two words tachas, or it's different words tachas?
I don't know.
Is the concept that you could learn tachas tachas, or it's these?
Okay, I don't know.
Because we learn other things from Tachas, we learn that you have to use Meitav, we learn other things, we learn other drushes that in other places. But I don't know if it's the same Tachas.
Okay, that much, I have to look into the problem. Akoponim, Tosfos says, I mean, this is something which could be relevant in the Hemshech HaGemara, but this is a very good point that you're mentioning over here, that when the Ula, his halacha is based on a gzeirah shavah, and if the Gemara is asking why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say like Ula, that must be that the Gemara knows that he agrees to this gzeirah shavah. Essentially, he agrees to this gzeirah shavah, and that's why the Gemara is asking that what caused him to go away from learning this gzeirah shavah. Now, that would mean like this, right? That would mean like this, and working in the same way that Aliba de Emes. Maybe this is Taka. We have to say this in Ula. Now that's Michas, right? That we saw, right? Which is the basis of Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara is asking that why didn't he say like Ula would seem to suggest that if the Gzeirah Shavah was talking to us about this, then we would have to forego the smichus and we would be kabbal what the Gzeirah Shavah would be telling us. L'chor, right? That seems to be the Gemara. Right? We explain Rabbi Yochanan is that he has the smichas ha'psukim, right? That the Torah says k'tev yishasai, and then the pasuk says abam yakena. That's the source of Rabbi Yochanan. That how does the k'tev yishasai play out? Abam yakena, right. As the pasuk says. Yeah. Now the Gemara turns around. The Gemara says that why doesn't he hold like Ula, right? So, one has to ask that, what do you mean? He has his pasuk over here, right? Mm-hmm. Right? So it would seem to be that if the Gzeirah Shavah, which is the basis of the Gemara's kasha, was true, so then the Gzeirah Shavah would tell us not to dash in the smichas legabe this, right? That seems to be that would have the upper hand amongst these two drushes, right? I don't know the rules exactly how it works, but that's what I see from the Gemara, right? Right? If you have a contradiction from someplace else, you know, one could ask, right? But right over here, this is what I see from the Gemara. And what I meant to say is that therefore that might be taka the basis of Ula, right? We'll see how the Gemara comes out. But according to Ula, maybe that's what he's doing. He also has the smichas, right?
The Gemara never asks.
So that's what we're saying, that's not a question, right? Because when you have Yigzei Rishova, right, you know, then the smichas falls out, right? Mm-hmm. Precisely. Yeah? Right? So that's right, just setting things up. That's what seems to be from the Gemara. Right? You have Yigzei Rishova, you have your smichas. Well, Yigzei Rishova, you know, would tell us not to learn the smichas like that. Zog the Gemara. Im kein betalta eres a chois chalois segala. Okay, let's take the Gemara slowly, right? This is a hard Gemara. Let's see if we can get this step by step over here, this Gemara. The Gemara is saying to us that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that maybe the reason why he doesn't learn from the Gzeirah Shavah to make it that the rule should be milkalaki, that the rule should be mamay mishalim, is why? Zokta, because in came bitalta ervas achoyscha loisigale. The Torah gives a lav. A lav is to give malchus. If there's not going to be malchus, so bitalta the lav of Eres HaChoyzcho. Now, let's just hear for a minute what the Gemara means with this. Now, what the Gemara seems to be saying is that he was forced, or he has something forcing him to say that when the two come together, you have to be mechuyev malchus, because otherwise, then there's no purpose in the lav that the Torah gave. Right, that's what he seems to be saying. Now, according to this, I mean, if this is so,
why can't the Torah just be telling us that it's usher, even if there's no malchus?
Okay, that's a question, right? That is a question. All right, you can ask that question. And what I think what you just have to add to your question is that the fact that it was Nesa Balav is a Choymer in the Isser over an Asay, which is L'Choyra a lav, aside from the fact that you get malchus, but lav is more chomer. As a matter of fact, that there are many laven which don't get malchus for whatever reason. Nevertheless, they have the chashivas of a lav more so than an asay. Right? So, mm-hmm. so that's a question.
Is a lav always more chamer than an asay?
Yeah.
But we say asay v'chalos asay.
Okay, that's a question. That's a question. That's a valid question. Right? That question is discussed by the Rishonim. Right? They're not arguing on the premise. Yeah. So what mean to say is like it is like this, that if Mara is saying that according to Rabbi Yochanan is such a svaro that if the Torah gave a lap in something, it has to be able to give malchus, and it can't be that there is no malchus. So therefore, if it comes together with Momin, that in itself would be a reason to say, even though the Torah says Kedev Yishosai, right, but you have to be getting the Malkus, and not the Momin, because it can't be Talta. Right? That's what I'm saying. Right? That what the Gemara seems to be saying over here right now is that this Svara of Bitalta is really, in itself is leading us to say that the one of the two that Kedev Yishosai limits us will have to be the Malkus, because otherwise it's a Vitalta. Yeah.
And even though it's only in this one narrow case, it's Mavatal.
Right.
You could have a nod on this.
Right. The Gemara is going to be very good. Yeah. Right. 100%. Right. Right. And this is also a question we'll need to see if we could explain this a little bit. But the Gemara calls that a Bittel. Right? So let's accept right now that it's a Bittel. But the point that I'm just pointing out right now is that really, according to this Svara, right, is it relevant, the smichus that we mentioned before? In other words, Gemara is saying right now that really he holds the Zereshova, right? So Zereshova really should really win over the smichus. So, right, why does he learn Zereshova? The terrorist is because he has a sword that can't be. If her told me Olav, so Olav, the purpose of Olav is Malchus, right? That's what he's saying, and therefore the Malchus has to come out. It can't be that you're not Mechuyev Malchus.
But again, it can't be that you'll never be Chayev Malchus. Not that
you'll never be.
In other words, it's not addressing that. It's not talking about the weighing between Mammon and Malchus. It's saying that if there's a lav there, then there has to be some case in the world where there's going to be Malchus.
Okay, I mean, that's not 100% accurate at this point in the Gemara, but let's accept that, right? Right? Let's say that's true, right? But that is what's therefore telling us that what? That after the Kedev Yishosai, the one of the two has to be the Malkus. Isn't that what it was?
No.
No? Oh, not? Okay.
No. Is it saying that if the Kedev Yishosai is going to mean that this lav will never have a situation of Malkus, then it wouldn't make sense that there's a lav in the Torah, or this type of lav in the Torah that doesn't have Malkus, right? But it's not. But as long as we have one case where Mammon doesn't apply, and therefore there is Malkus, so then we apply the general rule that when we have the two of them, that Mammon would supersede it.
What's that? But that's not Rabbi Yochanan Shita.
What?
That's not Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that Malkus, you always get Malkus, right?
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that true? Rabbi Yochanan Shita always get Malkus.
So you always get Malkus.
And we're asking a question like this. Till this point in the Gemara, right? We said that the basis of Shita comes from the Smichus, right? Kedev Shosli Abram Yakenu. That tells us that the way we fulfill the Kedev Shosli is with the Malkus. And that asks the Gemara, but one second, there's a Gzer Shova over here, Ul Gzer Shova, and Gzer Shova is stronger than the Smichus, so, you know, why didn't he go with the Gzer Shova? That was the Gemara's question. Gzer Shova would tell me that the rule is that Yechayiv Momen. Why does he say the rule is that Yechayiv Malkus? Right, Gzeir Shava. So on that, the Gemara is saying that he's saying that it can't be because the Torah gave me a Malkus. The Torah gave me a Lav. The purpose of a Lav is for Malkus. So the Malkus has to be.
Right, so he's saying that if you hold like Ula...
Right, if you hold like Ula, right.
You're going to have a lav in the Torah...
For no reason, right?
Right.
Okay.
But it's not because Mammon and Malchus, that the Mammon is overpowering it.
Isn't that what he's saying? No, he's saying that the reason why I hold that when Mom and Malchus comes together, you get in the Malchus, is because otherwise there will be a bittul in the lav.
There'd be a bittul in the lav.
If you wouldn't be getting Malchus, then there'll be a bittul in the lav. Therefore, he must be getting Malchus. You have to get Malchus. Now, where does that take us now? So therefore, we can't accept Gzeirah Shavah, because Gzeirah Shavah tells us that you don't get Malchus and you get Momin, and that he's saying that can't be because of Bitalta. So therefore, we got to swing things the other way.
We can't accept the Gzeirah Shavah when we have the smichas of the Tzuvim.
Okay, I mean, I sort of was coming to ask let me ask the question. We'll see if your nusach answers the question. But you hear what we're asking a question right now that we're raising a point upon him, that the Gemara right now is saying that when you have Gzeir Shava versus a smichas, Gzeir Shava should win. That's right. Where it seems to be going, right? So on that the Gemara says that the reason why he didn't go to Gzeir Shava is because of this svara of Bitalto. That means that the Torah gives a lav, it has to be payable with Malchus. It has to be able to be brought into actuality in all situations. The Gemara holds better at this point. Right?
Wait, say that, my last.
The Gemara at this point happens to hold that it's in all situations. Right? It has to be able to, it has to work in all situations. Right?
Okay.
What's the therefore? Therefore, when Momen and Malchus comes together, you got to get the Malchus. That's what the Gemara is saying right now.
That doesn't
the way it was expressed is a little bit different than you understood the Gemara.
I think so.
Let's hear. How do you hear it?
Again, at this point, the Gemara assumes that there's never going to be a case where you get Malchus. Right?
Why is the Gemara saying that?
Well, you see from how the Gemara slugs up this.
What about a Mefuta? He sleeps with his sister voluntarily.
I mean, that bothered me.
This is really a question of Shach HaVitariah. The Gemara turns around and the Gemara says that there are cases when it doesn't come together, right? What do they want to think at this point? So one of two answers to that, right? Either the Gemara for some reason thought that they always came together, and somehow the Gemara didn't realize that case,
right.
Or the other option is that the Gemara held that even though there are cases, but that still doesn't help us for the bittul. The Gemara understood that there's a bittul that wherever this it could possibly apply, the Torah wants it. And that in itself is a bittul. You can't just answer that it's in this kind of, right, one of these two ways. But I'm not sure if it makes so much of a difference. Right? So let's go with your option here. Right? That the Gemara thought that the lav of a choscha always comes together with Momin.
It's always a Nara.
If we would go with the Momin, there will be a bittul. Is that right?
Yeah.
Right? There will be a bittul. Right?
How could it be such a Havamin? I mean, obviously, Achosa is Asar. If she's a Bulgarian,
that bothered me.
So this is how Shlomo was going. We maybe we're thinking along a little different lines. Mm-hmm. We'll have to be safe. We'll have to tolerate a different difficulty. But the way we were thinking, maybe it'll sit by you better if we talk like this. I think Gemara thought that it's nechshav abitl, even though you have cases where it could be niskayim, but that's not sufficient. That wherever it applies, you have to give a malchus, right? So in that nusuch, right, then akaponim, you know, that you gain that, your problem. Okay, so one second. So let's just get back over here. So let's just see if we're saying how much different we're saying. For example, we'll adapt your nusuch, right? Granted, right, that the Gemara is thinking that every achoyscha comes together with momen. Now the truth is that it's not really so far off, right? Just in a bracket over here, right? Because you have the moment of boishus pagam and dizachin, right? So it becomes
not by mefuta.
Well, yeah, I understand. Well, I understand. I'm saying, but when it's so now you're making it into very specific cases. Now it's a little easier to understand why you know we weren't cheshbing with you know with these cases, right? That should be the skaim, right? It makes a big difference, right? Because, you know, if you're just dealing with knas, most of the cases there is no knas. Like, what's the big problem, right? It's in skaim, right? But once you start dealing with momen, then the cases that there is no momen is very limited, right? So, like it's a very, very, you know, uncommon cases over here that you're left with. So then it's easy for us to say that, well, it doesn't seem like the Torah gave the malchus for those. Right, those were shchiyatik cases. Right, so it's easy for us to work with.
Sure.
I'll call him.
Right, so we're going with some sheet.
Okay, so let's go. That the Gemara thought that the moment always comes together, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan is saying, well, you know, working with the Kedei Rishosai, you know, that the Torah gave a lav. Lav is for Malkus. We got to give malchus. So most be that when Torah says never shows, the Torah is saying that you get the malchus, not the moment. Is that what the Torah says? Is that how you would say the Gemara?
Yeah.
Right. So the horror that we were just pointing out now is that if that's so, if you're so strong minded about this idea that the Torah says a malchus. Right, that it has to be in niskayim. So then do I even need the smichas anymore? Let that in itself be the reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Now it doesn't sound like the Gemara is fell off of the smichas. Right, it sounds like the Gemara. Right.
In other words, once you the Rabbi is saying, once you lose the gzeira shava. Right.
Once you lose the Gzeir Shabbat,
we can't understand the Gzeir Shabbat telling us.
Well, I mean, if the power to do away the Gzeir Shabbat is this svara, so shines, and then that's it, you know.
Right.
So this is where it starts from, right? You're telling me a svara that it has to be when they have the two, right? It has to be that Yichayev Malkus because in Kain Bitalta, so shines. So that's the source of how you got your rule,
right? That's right. I think what you're saying is that gets rid of the Gzeir Shabbat, and you don't need the smicha at all.
Yeah. Right. Right. So the Gemara itself is the Harnatzel Mashman that we fell off the smichas, right? That was the Ha'orah, right? It sounds like that, you know, whatever we said till now was true. We're just asking a question, you know, my time, my kula, yeah, this is my time, Yomar. So it would seem like, and I heard it maybe in the words of Rabbi Menachem Shloim B'Kavon, that maybe in a chenami, right? You know, with this svara that the Gemara is saying, that in itself would not be a basis to do away with the Gzeir Shavah. Only because we have the backing of the smichus, right? And the question of, you know, which of the two we should go with, so then we can use this svara to back the smichus, possibly. But if we didn't have the smichus at all, and just to come with our own svaras, right, to do away with the Gzeir Shavah, then maybe we couldn't do that. Okay, but just raising the point.
If you're learning there, it's almost like a smoch miyuta l'chazaka, meaning even though the gezeira shav is stronger than each one of them individually, but combined they're enough to overcome the gezeira shav. Is that the way? That's why I'm saying it that way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the question is the kavanas haTorah over here, right? And so what we're doing is, I did the svaro, we have the right to accept that this is the kavanas haTorah with the smichus. Right.
Oh.
That's right.
Right here.
Okay. That's a little bit, you know, a arrangement, right? That we could possibly explain just to you know, that's just a little tactic we use when we need to work out such a thing in the Gemara. Okay. A little point. Okay, but now the Gemara says as follows, right? The Gemara says as follows. Zok the Gemara. Well, if that's true, if that's taka true, then what's with those other cases? Im kein bitat lo Yosef pen Yosef. I'm sorry, I skipped. Fakti Gemara choyv b'chaver enami. If that's an issue, then choyv b'chaver enami. Im kein bitat lo Yosef pen Yosef. And Eden Zaymanami came without Vahim Benakis of Rosho. Zot the Gemara comes really with a hoichocho that this svara can't be valid. Let's hear the Gemara. Zot the Gemara that if you are telling me that there's a problem of a bitalto, that when Torah says alav, the Torah wants that the Malkus should play out, and that's a basis. That even though there's momen, and you can't get the two together, the one that you're going to get is the Malkus. That's what the Gemara said. Well, if that's true, so then that's, by the same token, that should apply to Chayv B'Chaveroi and Eitim Zaymimin. So why over there does Rabbi Yechanan agree that Yimuchi is the momen and not the Malkus? Now let's just think for a second over here. Let's just think over here for a second. How to understand this. I mean, regardless, even before we started this right now, Rabbi Yechon's rule was that you mechuyev Malkus in that moment, right? That's what his rule is. And the Torah comes along and the Torah gives us an exception, right? And we were okay with an exception, right? What forced us to accept that? That's what the Torah says. Well, what could I do with it, right? That's the Torah says it. So there's must be an exception over here. So what's the Gemara doing right now? The issue over here was in deciding in a case when the Torah doesn't give me a specific directive what to do. Right? So on that, this svara is a svara to be kaveya the klal. Right? That's what this svara is. Right? But if the Torah Maaseh says otherwise, so fine, so in that case, the Torah is doing otherwise. No, what does the Gemara al-Chara mean to say? The Gemara means to say is that abasayf kol saif, what happened to the bitalta? You're telling me that your svara is based on a bitalta, right? But Sef Kosef, the Torah is making a bitalta, according to you, right? That's what the Gemara is showing over here. Until now, just as an exception to the rule, that didn't bother us. But if you hold that there's such a svara in the Torah that the Torah gives a lav, right? It has to give a malchus. If that svara is true, then hogufa, how could that be an exception? What happened to that concept? So by the mere fact that the Torah made an exception, that svara is not a true svara. Right? Well, now, and the Gemara is going to explain why. But that's the chara where the Gemara is going. And that's the difference why, until now, we were fine with exceptions. Right? And over here, right, you know, it's a mukhach exception, right? So, like, what's the question? Right? What you're dealing with, you know, we don't have any clear directives, so, you know, use your svara to say what you want to say. But over there, the Torah tells what you want, what Torah tells us what to do, so it's an exception. The answer is that an exception is not the answer to this. In other words, if you want to say that there's a svara vitalta, what's with that? Oh, that's an exception over there. It's okay. We are mevatel over there. Right? Since your svara, you know, what's the right way to understand this? Right? That the bitalta is a right svara and there's an exception to the bitalta? Or I should derive from the fact that I see in a place Torah is not concerned with the bitalta, vice versa, bitalta is not a problem. Right? And why are you making an unnecessary exception? Right? You're starting out with a svara. Okay, it's a fine svara, it's a good thing. But once you see that the Torah doesn't say this, you have no right to say that that's an exception. Being that circle self, it was just a svara that you were saying. So that's what the Mora is saying over here. That you have no right to be mechadish such a svara if it's not consistent in the Torah. If you see someplace in the Torah that svara is not true, then it must be that it's not a right svara. So if we're talking about, it's not a question of svara, it's a question of what the rule over here is. So, you know, if I have the right basis to the rule, I can have exceptions. That doesn't have to be, that's not a contradiction. But if there's a svara, so then I have no right. Of course, if everything was based, you know, if you had a basis in the Torah to your svara, you know, sure, then you'll say it's an exception. That's true. But since there's no strong basis to that svara in the first place, it was a svara, so the minute you come to some kind of contradiction to that, rather than saying, oh, that's an exception, we say the other way. Like, so then, who says that what you said is right? I see in the Torah that's not what's happening.
But if they were getting rid of Rabbi Yochanan's svara completely, then they wouldn't have had to come on to Efshar L'Kayim, right?
Oh, one second, where are you? If they're getting rid of Rabbi Yochanan's svara completely...
If they're saying, look, you see there are exceptions. You see the Torah says Tinasen and Miyad. And so there you see that it's Mevatel. So in your case also, let it be Mevatel with a Gezeira Shavu.
Right.
If the Torah, if the Gemara wanted to say that, then it didn't have to come on to the saying, Efshar L'Kayim, you know, in these three situations. It could have just said, you see your svara doesn't work.
No, you're right. So there is an oisphere. So the answer to that is one of two things. Right? Right? In other words, the premise the Gemara is saying is that your svara, right, is wrong for some reason, because I have a contradiction. One of two things, right? Either the whole thing doesn't start, or, like we're saying, because there's an Efshar L'Kayim. So the in concept, you're right, but it doesn't play out because it's not, right? It doesn't true, right? Okay. So that's more, just modifying exactly why you're wrong, right?
Right?
So Akoponim, the Gemara is saying that in the application, right? So granted, like you said, we don't have to say that the whole idea of what you're saying is wrong, but the Gemara is saying is, right? So that's what we're saying. We're saying that the way you're saying this for in your application, Behechech is not true, because it doesn't pass to be an exception about this, and the Torah still is telling me certain places that you're not getting the Malkus. So, you know, how do you explain that? Right? Either you're wrong. Say, Elma, you'll tell me an explanation. Say, oh, that's not a real bittul, right? Okay, so then, and by the same matter, this is the same thing. This is also not a real bittul, because it's Efshar L'Kayim. Okay, so the Gemara just did right now is that this explanation, this basis, why he would not learn the Gezeira Shavu, is not well founded. Because we have a contradiction to this from other halachas in the Torah. The Gemara happens to explain just to show where is the shortcoming in this svara and how it applies over here. That's what the Gemara says is that there are other cases. There are cases where the two don't come together. So if the concern is a bittul in the lav, the Torah gave a lav for Malkus. You know, where is this going to present itself? On that one, it says, fine, we have cases where it can present itself, right? Where there is no moment, right? So in those cases, that's where it's in Skyim. So then, therefore, it doesn't bother us when it comes together that once you get the moment and not the Malkus, right? That wouldn't be a bittul. So that's what just happened in the Gemara. So let's just hear that again, right? That the Gemara wants to know why does Rabbi Yochanan not learn like Lulav, since we know that he holds of the Gzeiros Shavim. On that, the Gemara said that he had a svara of Bitalta, that there'll be a bittel in the lav if you would not be mechuyev malchus when there's moment. And on that, the Gemara says, well, that can't be, because Rabbi Yochanan, you yourself agree that by chayv b'chavera and by enim zaymimin, that you're not mechuyev the malchus, you pay the moment over there. So how do you understand that? So elma, you'll tell me, well, that's not a bittel, because the cases where the moment and the malchus doesn't come together, and that's when you mechuyev malchus. So for that matter, so by achayisay also is like that, right? It's after this kaim when it doesn't come together. Therefore, your svora doesn't talk to the issue over here when it comes together. Which one of the two you should get, right? That's what the Gemara told us. Now let's just focus on this for a second. So choyv b'chaveray, right? That we're familiar with already from before. That the malchus is actually his kaim, even if it were to be that when it comes together that you pay and you don't get malchus, still there is a case where the malchus could apply in actuality, in a case where there is no moment, right? That's hikol hakol shem b'yishav pruta. That's the halacha that is possible that a person could hit his friend without incurring any kind of monetary obligation. Right, Rashi maybe explains to us what conditions you need for that. Right, and that's the case where the malchus will be. That's the only really the memory of Rabbi Yochanan, which you had before. That he called Hakosh and Mishav Bruta. Right, his chayv malchus. Right, it's that important. Good to know that. Right? Get to see the chomer of them. Right, in the chayv b'chaveira, it's not just a monetary issue. There's taka olav over here. It's only because of loikivein mishalim. But essentially, there's a lav with a malchus. It's a real thing.
Well, I guess there's no shear to that isser. The issue of chol v'chaveru.
It's not a monetary issue, right?
No, but normally, even when you eat, you know, you eat kazai, you know, in order to be over the issue of chazer, you have to eat a kazayas.
So do you have shiurim in hakol?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It sounds like maybe not.
Is there a measure system?
Right.
A system at all? Right. Right.
You're the guy with the pinkies.
Right.
Yeah, what constitutes a hakol, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Koponim. Yeah. Oh, koponim. Kind of sounds like just on my agam. It sounds like from Rashi that you always have to deal with the boishes chelik of things, and that might always incur some kind of shavu pruta. And only that's what Rashi needs to say shaita, right? Right. That's the sound of Rashi, right? So you know, it's not so simple. You know, like, if you just give a little tap over there. Granted that in the hezek there isn't, but you know, in the boishes aspect, that could still incur something over there. Okay, fine. So that was the din of chayvel. Now let's hear. Edim Zoymimin. Right? The truth is that you really have to know a little bit Marcus over there for this, but let's just speak through a little bit what we can. And now let's just be Ma'ariah Ha'or in the Gemara, right? Those who are learning the Gemara and you know, Bedak, the words of the Gemara. So the Gemara introduces a new pasuk, right? That maybe some of us were wondering about. Mm-hmm. When the Gemara says, "Im kein mitatlo Yosef pen Yosef, im nami im kein mitalto v'hoyim ben hakas harasha." What's that pasuk? I mean, didn't Rashi tell us that the lav by Edom Zayimim is leisanim? Idochtem leisanim, and that's what the Meir shita is, right? That if you like it, right? Shloi Hashem hamavia ilidei tashlumin, malchus mishum leisanim, and mom mishum. So what is this Vahoya im bin hakes harosho? Now like Michael mentioned before, that this pasuk is the pasuk really more brought for Makkos in general, but this pasuk is refers to specifically a Malkus the Mara understands by Edom Zayimimin. And that's the chore, what the Mara means. That there's a specific Malkus by Edom Zayimimin.
So we're taking this Bin Hakus and Rasha to Edom Zayimimin?
Yeah, I mean, Kipshuta, it is in the parish of Edom Zayimim. The Gemara really learns Taka that it's referring to Edom Zayimim.
If you look on Daf Gimel and Makos, it speaks it out. It explains why you read the pasuk by Edom Zayimim. It's the equivalent to Russia, or if you share it to
some Jerusalem.
No. This is because it says, and you made the tzaddik a tzaddik, and you made the Russia a Russia. So saying, what's the case where you made a tzaddik and a Russia? It's where first you had Edom came and they made a tzaddik into a Russia, and so now and they were Rishayim who were tzaddikim. So now you're making the tzaddik back into a tzaddik and the Russia into a Russia. So they're saying it's talking about Imzon. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking, this is the Russia.
And that's the pasuk, and that's what it says. V'ben im bin hikos or Russia. It's diko, it's a tzaddik, but it's a Russia. And that says im bin hikos or Russia.
And that Russia came here now.
That Russia is the Edom Zomimim who were trying to make the tzaddik into a Russia. Okay. Yeah. That's the way they speak it out. Sorry.
Right. No. You're saying very good. That's what Morris says over there. That's what Morris says over there. Now, so that's definitely where things are headed.
What's the answer?
So we're just saying that it's mivuyer definitely in the Gemara that pasuk is referring to Edom Zayimim. The issue just is after you learn the sugi, in what context it's referring to Edom Zayimim.
Right, but the question that you asked do we learn Edom from Losada or do we learn Edom from in Bin Hakos? What's the answer to that question?
So it's. The answer to that question is a little bit involved, but the words are that this pasuk is what's megala to me that Lysanic could give you malchus even though it's a lav shem b'mayis.
And only by Edom Zayimim.
Right. Okay. Right.
So you need both, basically.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Oops.
I still would have been happy if the Gemara would have said, you know, Loisane, right? This is see Lamaskona Sagimora, maybe it's a little bit easier, but Akoponim, but let's look at what the Gemara means. Now let's hear. So now the Gemara says you know, in explaining why you don't have a bitalt over here, because it's efshel kume, right? Weir. So zokti gemara efshel ben grusha ben chalutz. That the malchus that the Torah says that you have by Adam Zoymimin is niskayim with ben grusha ben chalutz. Right? That we know that the gemara, beginning of Maseches Makos, it's the first mishnah over there, tells us that that's an exception of how the Kasher Zoman plays out. Mora has based this to say that if someone was made on someone else, that that person is not a valid Kohen. He's a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. However, it affects him now. And Nimsa Zohimimin, so on that, the Mishnah says that we're not mekayim the kasher zomim in the simple form like we usually do, that we do to the edim what they wanted to do to that person. Let's say would be that if Edim himself was a kohen, that we change his status, or however that would work, and. The Gemara has psukim as to the basis why we don't do that. What do we do? He gets malchus. He gets malchus over there, and that's what the Gemara in Makkah says, that the source of this malchus is from this pasuk of Hayyimin Hakras in Rasha. Right, like Michael explained, that the Gemara knows that this pasuk is talking to some kind of scenario in Edim Zaymin. And this is the case that you get malchus. So the malchus that it says by Edim Zaymimin, even though usually there's a kasher zomam, so you're not getting malchus, you're doing the kasher zomam. But in this case, that by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that the kasher zomam, and actually what you wanted to do, you're not going to get. This is where the Torah says that there's malchus, and the malchus will be niskayim in this case. Right? That's what the Gemara means over there.
The Gemara is concluding that our original thought that Rabbi Yochanan, my time alama kirula, in came batalta edus achos chalosigala, we're rejecting that svara.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We have to look for another.
Right. So we're back to the question.
Because we pushed that aside totally. Because it's not. It's just like it's not mavatil by Edim Zomer and by Chavo Chamer. It's not mavatil here either.
Mm-hmm.
You can mekayim the lav in some instance.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay, so let's just speak out the Gemara over here. Zot the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. In answer to that question, Omlach Abiyachin, Haitach HaSashayin Miboyle Lechida Abayim Domra Abayim Omakro Tach HaSashayin. What the Gemara is answering is, Rashi already alluded to this on Lamed Beis, that there are pirchas on the limud, differences that we can make between the malama and the nilmad, these two things, and that's why a mamatzinu wasn't sufficient. However, an Gzeirah Shavah has the advantage, because an Gzeirah Shavah you can't ask. But Rashi, that's only if it's muftan. So that's what the Gemara is saying right now, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, this Gzeirah Shavah is not muftan, and therefore we accept applications for pirchas. And if you have a pircha, then it would stop this limud. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, since it's not,
then
we have it right. Mm-hmm. Like the Mora made the pirchas before, and that's why we couldn't make a tzad shavim or a mamatzino, whatever it was at that time. That's the Mora says. Now, what do you need it for? You need it for, and this maybe we'll see better when we get to over there, that we need it, that the pasuk has to tell us that aside from the knas, you have the regular chiyuvim. Right? For whatever reason, why it's necessary, maybe there was a mashmois in the pasuk that the Gemara needs to take care of, that the whole chiv would be only the knas, and other momentists there aren't. So that's why the pasuk is stressing the tachas Asher Dino, that the knas that it said in the pasuk is specifically tachas Asher Dino, but not to do away with the other chiyuvei chayvul bechaveri which you have. The din of pagam b'shesu pagam tzar. So the more of ula nafkele midirava. Ula nafkele midirava. The Omar Rava. Rava has a ula has a different source. That's why, according to ula, the gzeris shavim is mufne and he doesn't accept pirchas. Ula nafkele midirava. The Omar Rava. Omar krov nasnish shechivim alavi anayrich mishim kesef and no shchivich mishim mechlal diika b'shesu pagam. Okay, fine. Looks like we'll have to hold over here.
What's the thing about mufna that Rashi says it's mufna by tachas, but it's only mufna mitzad echad? Isn't there, according to some, don't you need mufna mishnei tzadon to be lamed the day meshivim?
So let me hear. What do you have?
The top Rashi on lamed beis and beis.
Right.
So there shall mufna who lamed the day meshivim.
Right.
It's only mufna on one side, right?
It's only mufna on one side.
The side of tachas hasheima. L'chora, that's the only. I think the mufarshim even say the other tachas is not mufna.
Oh yeah, okay. I don't know. I hear.
They say that beferish.
Why? What's it needed for? Did they say?
You can't say ayin ayin.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure if that's necessarily true, but if they say it. Well,
it's a footnote in English. You have it, Shlomo? Right there on that tachas, the top line of one of the things.
So I don't see the footnote yet, but wait a second.
I didn't see it in like 2 weeks. So.
So far, I haven't come up. Oh, wait. Still haven't found it.
So you're saying that the Gemara is going according to the ones that you only need mufna from one side, according to that.
Is that a machlokes in the Gemara, whether you need mufna from one side?
Okay, I found a footnote.
Yeah, it could be.
Long footnote.
What does the footnote say?
Long footnote.
What does it say?
Would you understand that Rava holds like Ula and Abaye holds like Rabbi Yochanan? Based on all of
this? Actually, there's this view.
Ula holds like Rava.
But I mean, he's working all the way now.
Yeah, and because Abaye and Rava were after Ula and Rabbi Yochanan. So, Ula and Rabbi Yochanan didn't know what Abaye and Rava said.
Yeah.
What does the
final
say?
Okay, so I mean, you saw the Taisvis? I mean, Taisvis right over
does
here.
Say that?
Which one? This one here?
Third Taisvis. Then over here.
Oh.
Right? See the Taisvis takes out of the Gemara. See, Mashma the Rava Sova Ku'ula.
Oh. Rabbi Yochanan Gufa Havi Darish Ku'ula. Oh, wow.
Actually, is that one of the rule objections?
The boy, the boy.
The kasha l'ashpa. As in our case, where only the tachas stayed in regard to violations, not the tachas of the women. See the ritva.
There's no kitzur nimrutz.
It's look in the ritva, look in the sheet of mikvasas, but for some reason in this case, everyone agreed that the word tachas is totally extra. And there's nothing else.
Tachas asher ina, but not the tachas, ayin tachas ta'ayin.
Right.
Everybody would agree ayin tachas ayin is not mufna?
No, it says everyone would agree that since the tachas here is like totally mufna, there's nothing else to learn from it.
Oh.
Even the one that holds mufna something might agree here. I don't know.
Oh, because it's
not, it says, look at the rich father of the requests that seem to explain it. So is that what it says?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that you see that Tosfos, that Tosfos has a kasha based on these cheshbonos, and he references back to what he said before, that if you learn that the whole machlek is Ula and Rabbi Yechanan is only by Einis, and even Ula agrees that Kol Tera Kulo, the din is Milka Loki,
oh,
right? That's you've seen the Taisa saying what he's asking from.
I hear.
He has a source that Rova seems to be saying that the halacha is Milka Loki. Right.
I hear. All right, fine. I'll take a look at that too.
Okay.
I wanted to say how Aura that I thought of.
Okay, let's hear Aura.
Days,
okay.
Rish Lakish says how many are married.
Yeah.
And I didn't see anybody that says it, but it's very, very good because on Chaf Tassim Lahav we said a ton of Amish is a mayor that holds that Naira in Ketana Lo. So it seems like Rish Lakish is right on Mar.
Yeah, so why didn't everybody else say that?
That's right. Doesn't that be the reason right away?
Well, it's like this. I mean, so the first point that we would think about like this is that when the Mora says that something is a certain Tana, does that mean that his whole, you know, Shulchan Aruch comes along with that necessarily? Or it just means that, you know, this Tana is going with his Shita in that topic? Now, the Gemara Taka sometimes does do like what you're saying, so, you know, it's not, but just to give you the other side of things, right?
You didn't say that he holds like a mayor, Lagabe,
considering that issue.
Low, but doesn't necessarily hold like a mayor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But according to Rishlaki, the Shlim is good that the whole mission is a mayor.
Okay, yeah, okay, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
Some of